Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Zabar's here, too. Jeff's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back all the way to 1999. He is the chief home officer. He's the guy we turn to when we want to talk about things that impact, affect, improve, or hurt our especially the micro businesses, our really small business. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Always great to be with you.
Good to have you back. Jeff's an award-winning journalist, by the way, folks. Also the author of a number of books on these topics. Jeff, back in the earlier part of the month, I do a commemoration each year on September 11th, and we had the 11th anniversary this year. And one of the people I had join me was with my good friend Jonathan Zook, who's with the Association for Competitive Technologies. And I asked him to talk to us about what the next terrorist attack might look like on the United States, on our land, and especially from the area from the direction of technology. And you know, he described a lot of the different ways that we could be impacted by somebody getting into our technology and causing a lot of problems. And I'm not going to say it's terrorism, but there have been a lot of those kinds of things happening just over the backbone, haven't they?
Yeah, and, you know, I would, without being melodramatic, I would call them, you know, nothing short of terrorism. It's sort of economic terrorism and business terrorism. Anything that causes you, you know, makes you work or run your life in fear. Maybe not existential fear, maybe not fear of being killed right. by going online and doing online banking and changing your passwords. That, you know, certainly that's not a death knell, and I'm certainly not making light of anything. Mm-hmm. But you know, it just raises the idea that you know, everything you do online is suspect, or
well,
at least is open to, is vulnerable at least.
And you know, my definition of chaos of terrorism is creating chaos.
Right. Right.
You know, and from there you can go off on any tangent you want.
Define it any way you want. Exactly.
You can add to that, modify that all you want. But to me, the default definition of terrorism is to create chaos. And so when someone tries to deposit malware on your computer, that's a little form of personal terrorism. But there've been quite a few noteworthy things happening lately, haven't they?
Well, there have, and what we've seen of late is we've seen our banks get what they call denial of service attacks.
Tell us what that means, denial of service.
It essentially floods the system such that it is inoperable. They flood the system, or they put in malware, they just hit it with so many botnets, you know, so many different computers that have been taken over around the world through malware, that it denies its ability to perform or deliver service.
Can I stop you for a second here, folks?
Sure.
The thing, what Jeff's talking about is where the company in question, whoever it might be, could be the government, could be whoever, is just literally barraged by access requests to the point where they can't deal with it. And Jeff, this is where we come back to what you and I've talked about before. You know, a granny out in Dubuque, Iowa, says, "Oh, I've got my little old laptop here, my little old desktop here. Who could care about me? That little old desktop could become one of those zombies that barrages the big sites, isn't it?"
Exactly, and that's where the problem lies.
You said millions. She could be one of the millions.
She could be one of the millions. They just go out, they infect the computer, unbeknownst to Granny, or unbeknownst to Bob, the business owner. you know, who doesn't right. have his antivirus and all right. his protections up and running the way they should be, and is what they call definitions. Definitions mm-hmm. are the latest version. It's like you're getting, you know, iOS 6 for your laptop, you know, the operating system for Apple, for example, mm-hmm. or Windows 8, whatever. You know, it's a matter of having your McAfee or your Norton antivirus updated and on the latest, what they call definitions, and protecting so that you don't get hacked. Nothing gets deposited on your computer. Your computer is constantly running scans to make sure nothing untoward or out of the ordinary has been put on your computer. And then you can feel relatively comfortable, but, you know, it's never cast in stone
right.
That you're protected. But, you know, the problem is you don't know where you're going. You can land on a website that seems, you know, you go to your banking website mm-hmm. and somebody has taken over a page, and all of a sudden, boom, up on your computer can be uploaded, and obviously banking and large institutions are more unlikely, or more likely to be protected from that. But if you go to somebody's website and all of a sudden something may pop up, a warning may pop up, mm-hmm. say this site may be infected, or it may not pop up, and mm-hmm. you may just get infected mm-hmm. if your protections aren't up to speed. So we look at the denial of service, which are not hack attacks per se, because they're not like the system. Their system got infected.
So the denial of service would be the bank or whoever they've done nothing wrong,
right?
But because they've been targeted,
right.
all these zombie computers like Granny's and Bob the Builder, so to speak. All those sites have been targeted against that site.
Right. So if I need to do online banking, I need to get a bank draft taken care of. I need to do, you know, do whatever, check my accounts, you know,
mm-hmm.
I may be denied service. And so there's nothing we can do from that end except not become a zombie.
Yes.
You know.
Because these big group folks, they operate on what they call a zero-day strategy. Meaning when a potential threat pops up, it's created, it's built. They find out about it and fix the threat,
right.
or protect against the threat that day. They call it zero day.
Right.
And so they do a pretty good job of that. But as you say, if they're protected and they get bombarded by millions of requests at the same in an hour, you know, all at the same time, then their system's not gonna work.
Right, there's nothing they can really do
yeah.
about it, and you know, it's just a matter of. I think the real lesson here is, you know, there's certain things you can't protect against, and if you're a Bank of America and you get a DOS, a denial of service, there's not much you may be able to do about that. But if you're not so much Granny here, but if you're Bob the entrepreneur, you mm-hmm. know, Bob the business owner, or anybody out on Main Street, you're running a small business. Look, I rarely use my laptop. But when I do, I make sure my antivirus is up to
yeah.
date.
And by the way, I use Bitdefender, and they do a good job. It does a good job.
Yep, there's a lot of them out there.
A lot of good ones out there. Good information, good advice, Jeff. Thank you for that. Folks, protect yourself and protect the system. Be part of the overall, you know, protector of the system so that we can all use this wonderful tool. 20 after, right back with Jeff Sabar. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.